Welcome to the N1 podcast, where you'll get an inside look at stories from the Clemson MBA team,
as well as entrepreneurs and innovators from Greenville, South Carolina, and beyond.
Brought to you by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub at the Clemson University MBA program.
Welcome to N1. This is Jamie Patterson coming to you from the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub here in Greenville One. And today I'm so excited for our guest. Nan Johnston is here. She is the director for the Center for Corporate Learning at Clemson, which is actually on the 7th floor here at Greenville One. So another N1 guest. So Nan, welcome.
Thanks, Jamie. I'm just so excited to be here.
I feel so important and smart. And you are both of those things. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself before we dive into the amazing work that you're doing at the Center for Corporate Learning?
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm one of those interesting dinosaurs. I'm a native of Greenville. I was born at Greenville General Hospital. And while I've left twice, basically I've been here my whole life, went to University of South Carolina, and, you know, therefore Clemson was the anti-school, but all my boyfriends went to Clemson, so I spent a lot of time there, and got this job 10 years ago, and it is the job of a lifetime. I love my job.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that as you're sitting across from me. I'll just paint the picture for everyone wearing a purple sweater with an orange tiger paw on it. So clearly things have changed.
Busted. Yes, I am. All you friends out there that know that I'm a Carolina fan as well. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right. So tell us about the Center for Corporate Learning and what you do. There's so much involved, and it's been fun. You know, you talk about 10 years ago. I got here 10 years ago, too, and it's been amazing to watch the programming. I've gone through some of it. I try to sit in on as much as possible because, you know, you bring in the best speakers and have the best professional development. So tell everybody about that.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. The center is really probably 75, 80 years old. It's the professional development outreach, executive ed outreach. And it was initially in the College of Textiles. And then I think it went to engineering, and then finally it came to the College of Business. And so it has morphed quite a bit, but it fulfills the mission that Clemson has to educate the population to improve our economic and personal growth. And so Here we are now. I've been here 10 years. Showed up to work for the first time April 13th of 2010, which, as you recall, was the absolute depth of the recession.
Yes.
There was absolutely nothing going on. And so for 2 years, we sort of flip-flopped around, and we did some work, but basically the mission was just to exist, you know, because we do, we're what you call a self-generating funds department. We don't get grant money. We don't get tuition money. Mm-hmm. And so things began to improve, and we implemented some programs. We started with a program called the Mini MBA, and I'll talk about that later. But we did some in-house trainings in things like maintenance management and project management, and we made our way. The big change really happened in 2014 when we started here at the One, and we were all, you know, our offices were all together, and we were, it certainly felt more like we were a team. Mm-hmm. So my job, actually, Jamie, is just really 75% shoe leather. I am a salesperson, but I have to listen and develop a product for individual customers. And then I have to have products that work for a lot of people that we do here at the One. So we started making sales calls, and I had a program called Leadership Summit, and that really sort of moved the needle. Had a lot of help from my dean, Greg. Mm-hmm. I had tons of help from Gail DePriest, and we got it going, and we got a reputation. And so now we have a lot of options, both open enrollment, which means class here, or contract training, or Clemson consultancy, as we talk about it now sometimes, where we come to you, we bring Clemson mm-hmm. to your workplace and fulfill your needs.
That's amazing. And I was actually fortunate enough to sit in and be a part of Leadership Summit,
absolutely.
I think back in 2011.
Yes.
And just to see the growth since then has been amazing. And I still remember so much from that experience.
It's,
and
yes.
The people that you meet, the relationships that you build, you know, it's unbelievable.
I agree. I wish we still did it. But, you know, Jamie, people are busy, mm-hmm. and we've had to react to the speed of time.
Yes.
You know, it's just an onslaught. So we try to be very flexible and fit our clients' needs. But you're right, that Leadership Summit was just wonderful.
Well, and I love to hear that you'd go on these listening tours. You go out and you meet with people and you kind of figure out what their needs are and then come back and build it.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, is that something that you've always, it's always kind of been innately in you that it's like you want to go listen, see what you can do and come back and build it, aside from kind of starting with, oh, I have this idea that might be good, and then going out to sell it? I think that's really a great personal touch that you do.
It's always easier when somebody gives me the idea and I know that they are serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do. We have to respond in a lot of ways with our own ideas, and I like ideas. So that's fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a listening tour. And that's why we are now in the space of succession planning. And we were approached by a local, privately held, family-owned company that's just doing gangbusters. And they needed succession planning.
Yeah.
And so we huddled, found out that we had the talent to do that, not in-house, mm-hmm. but we knew the people. And so we pulled together a team, and I think you saw us. We were down in that seventh floor conference room for 6-7 hours writing that proposal, because we really certainly I'd never written a proposal, but the good news is I don't need to know how to do it. I need to know who does it.
Right.
And so we presented, and we were competing. We knew who our competitors were. It was all universities. And the HR lead called us back, and she told us that we by far had covered the bases, and that we were getting the job. And, you know, so we were astounded. And so now we've done several succession plans, and that includes leadership development, bench strength mm-hmm. development. That's kind of how things work. We listen and respond as we can.
That's amazing. And so I want to know more about Mini MBA, because obviously you talk about kind of responding to the needs. And, you know, we have a lot of programs here with MBA, but not everybody is able to come back for a full-blown MBA program. And on the flip side, maybe somebody has graduated with their MBA, you know, 25 years ago and wants a refresher. So talk to us a little bit about the Mini MBA and kind of what all of that entails.
It's interesting, because I thought, wow, this is going to be for, you know, a younger audience. Well, no, I have people all over the scale. But many people come to me, they earned an MBA 20, years ago, and they have no idea really, or just some idea about what it takes to manage a social media presence, manage that team. What does data visualization really mean? Innovation, how does that really look now? And leadership. Mm-hmm. Leadership has changed. We were, years ago, we were the Jack Welch, Rank and Yank. And now leadership is far more collaborative. Women are far more involved in leadership. And so we do, Gail DePriest does our Leading Self and Leading Others Day, and it's very popular. And Toby Stansel does a narrative leadership session. And the format for Mini MBA is Fridays, every other Friday. You can choose to take one course, or you can take all the courses for a certificate. We're very flexible. We know that if you're working, you are traveling or taking care of business elsewhere. And so if you have to miss a class, fine, you can make it up, because this runs as a loop. And we change it. It constantly changes, because we find more recent material. And, this is very cliched, but it's trending thought. And actually, people respond to that. They want the new ideas that are out there. And it's also a product of our network, who we know and what do they do best. Mm-hmm. And that's how we build the program.
So what other types of courses are involved with the Mini MBA? Is there maybe, if somebody wanted a refresher, say, with finance or strategy?
Perfect,
And where do you find these instructors?
Well, because Clemson faculty is busy executing their teaching duties, being with students, doing research, publishing, and being 45 minutes to an hour away, and because it's Friday, which is the one day they have without students and they spend their time in their office, it's very difficult to hire talent from the university. Number two, I think maybe my students, people interested in professional development and executive education, they're really more comfortable with business practitioners. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm Clemson. I represent Clemson, and it's a license to kill. I can go into any office and ask anybody, would you consider doing this? And we compensate our talent. And they like the idea. And so we have we do marketing trends and digital transformation. Today, we're talking innovation and how to achieve real innovation, and from the sense that it's not an innovation until you put it successfully in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Toby's narrative leadership and Gail, leading and motivating. We have a global business communication session. We have storytelling and content marketing that Bobby Ratu does for us, and data analytics and visualization, project execution, leading diverse and inclusive organizations, which is great. Moya Jackson. Moya. What's Moya's? Anyway, Moya from Lee Gill's Diversity and Inclusion Unit teaches that for us, and it's great. Accounting and profitability for liberal arts majors like me, and conflict resolution and workplace harmony. So,
and everybody needs a little bit of that.
We all need to learn that dance.
Yeah, who's good at conflict?
Right. And those 12 sessions comprise the full certificate program. You don't have to take 12. You can take 6 for a standard mini MBA certificate, 9 for the professional, 12 for the executive. And we have a bank, for example, for which we do leadership development. Mm-hmm. And part of that program is it's typically a cohort of 15.
Yeah.
And they cycle them through 5 or 6 of our mini MBA programs. Well, bankers aren't going to want accounting or even, you know, strategy, perhaps. I mean, some might. And so they have a choice, and they can pick the development that they feel they need, you know, the best.
So they can tailor.
They can tailor.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And we get a lot of feedback, and that helps us improve and grow.
And continue to build. I love that.
The Clemson University MBA program is home to full and part-time corporate and entrepreneurship degree programs, a part-time business analytics program, and the new online MBA. Learn more at www.clemson.edu/MBA.
Well, another really interesting thing that I know you all do are these C-suite sessions, as well as I'm just so thankful because for our MBA students, you are always so kind to have open arms and open doors if our MBA students want to participate in any of these sessions that you have. And in particular, I know you do the mergers and acquisition certificate that I know a lot of our students have been able to sit in on. But these C-suite sessions, too, are so interesting. And these, you have brought in some amazing speakers from all over the world.
Yes, we have.
And so tell us a little bit about these C-suite sessions, because when it comes to kind of one-off, easy professional development for people that maybe don't have time to invest in a full-blown mini MBA, to come to a C-suite session, and my gosh, you leave those kind of floating because you just learn so much, and it makes you just feel like you can go out and conquer the world. So,
well, C-suite is our baby.
Yeah,
it's the most fun of what we do.
Yeah,
and we started out, remember we had Josh Davis from the Neuro Leadership Institute, and that was pretty incredible.
Right.
And since then we've had, once it got going, people will call us up and say, you need to do something on board building. And you know what? I know somebody that specializes in that. Mm-hmm. And so then we call up. And we're Clemson, and she's like, you know, I need to come down and make some calls down there, and I would love to do that. And so she talked about board building. One time we had, we've done blockchain. We actually had Marianne Williamson,
who was in
town and had a connection. And so that was tons of fun.
I remember specifically you had somebody come from the HR team from Coke.
From
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that was right, you know, one or two down the road. He was great.
Yeah, talking about, you know, affinity groups within organizations and inclusion. And that was such an amazing event.
Exactly. How Coke leveraged their affinity groups. And they had them all. They had gay, women, people of color, just every kind of affinity group you can imagine. Right. And instead of it being a frill, they would challenge the groups. And the groups would respond with these great ideas. And so, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. And we're still in touch with Alan.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've done acquirer. We have this M&A, mergers and acquisitions program, that is perhaps the in-house developed program that of which I'm most proud. And so we've had speakers in about acquirer success stories, and it's harder than you think. And we've done, we've talked about blockchain. We do a lot of corporate culture. So coming up, we hope to do what I call equity 2.0, but have Lee Gill talk to us about, okay, so you've implemented an amazing diversity and inclusion program, and it's working. What should I expect?
Right.
You know, why would I do this
right.
if I don't really get something out of it? And so Lee can talk about the benefits that derive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean...
And next steps.
Next steps, and from a micro point of view and a very macro, citizen... citizen-student type of thing. So, let me talk one sec about the format. It's on a weekday, about once a quarter, where it's not formal because we have to find people and work with their schedules.
Sure.
But it's either going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., in and out, boom. And typically we have a featured speaker, a break, and then a distinguished panel of experts in the topic, and we have panel discussion moderated.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that come literally workshop their problems right there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got questions, how do you do this? Well, that didn't work for me. Why? And so they are in a peer group they're never in either, CEOs, HR people, and then more if we're doing data, then it's going to be IT.
Sure.
But it's C-suite.
Yeah. And that's, and it's really, really interesting because I think, you know, like you said, people are able to participate, but then expand their networks while they're there too. So
absolutely.
It's an awesome networking opportunity because you never know who's going to show up and what companies are represented
exactly.
just by being in the room.
And hopefully it's early enough that your phone doesn't blow up.
Hopefully. I don't know.
I don't know that it's always that way. I have seen people run out of the room. But they like – most people find that doable. And we've even done a couple of sessions at CUI CAR.
Yes.
For our friends that live on the corridor, and it's really tough
right.
to get in. So
right. Well, I love it. I think what you do is so important because a lot of people in this community – are lifelong learners.
Yeah.
And you're giving people these opportunities to continue to come back and learn and grow. And again, being in this type of business culture that is changing so fast, even faster now than before, because of access to technology and everything that goes with it, for you to kind of stay on the forefront of all that is amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, remember, your parents, and you're a parent, we're parents.
Yeah.
What is the mantra? You know, educate.
Right.
Education, right. education, education.
Right.
And you hit the nail on the head with lifelong learners.
Right. So. I remember, that's so funny that you say that. That was always something my dad would say. The most important gift you can give your children is education.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, as a kid, you're like, ah, come on, Dad. But now I'm like, oh, my gosh, he was so right.
Oh, yeah.
He was so right.
And so it's a lot of fun. It's wonderful to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, so I love, I'm looking at your LinkedIn profile right now, and I'm seeing that the first thing you have on your tagline is energized connector. And anybody that's listening to you right now can tell that you're energized, right? Like Nan,
yes,
Nan
I am
is
energized.
Just like
yeah.
a breath of sunshine every day in this office. But connections, you know, I think being a connector is just another piece of all of this, right? So
right.
what does that mean to you, being a connector?
So I've really, as an adult professional, quite a large part of what I've done is sales.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother set a wonderful example. She was an amazing connector. And I'm a connector. It's just a personal strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I, given the magic wand of the tiger paw, you know, I wave my magic wand and say, you need to know me. And they're, you're right. I do need to know you. Please come in. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, Clemson is, I'm in the beating heart of Orange. And because we're listening, sometimes people do really work out things in our discussions that they wouldn't have worked out had we not been there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a connector. It's a key strength.
Absolutely. So, Nan, what are you most proud of?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm most proud of making it 10 years and growing the department every year. And I guess just knowing that people see a person who loves her job and and works hard at her job and wants to help people. That's really.
So would you say that's what inspires you as people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a people person for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at those leadership summits, Jamie, if you're running it, you're hearing everything, and and there's a saying, eat your own cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I ate my own cooking. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And, you know, what Gail is saying is just very obviously relevant.
Yeah.
And so I took a Herman Brain Dominance Thinking Preferences survey, and Gail debriefed me on it. And I'm a right brain thinker. I'm an idea person. Don't give me details to do because I'm not very interested in that. I'd rather delegate because I'm a good connector, and I'm a connector. And what that knowledge did was empower me to say, well, I'm not detailed and organized, and I'm really not a good planner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much better. I'm in my happy place with ideas and abstract concepts and pulling it all together and making something out of it. And then the final thing that Gail did, and this was about 3 years ago, I was moaning and groaning because I was late with a deadline and rushing about, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a procrastinator. And my mother used to just hammer me because I'm such a procrastinator. And Gail looked at me and said, Nan, you're not a procrastinator. You like options, and you always want the best option. So you can't make a decision until the bitter end, and then you're a pressure performer and you're great at it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm a great procrastinator. It changed my life.
Absolutely.
My self-image. It changed it, and it made it okay to be me.
I love that. And I also love that a lot of these, you know, these types of things like Herman Brain Dominance or like we'll talk DISC, Myers-Briggs, whatever it is.
Right.
It's such a helpful way for you to then build your team around
you.
Oh,
my goodness.
Because you don't want somebody just like you, right? You want the person.
Oh, no.
You want the detailed person.
Absolutely.
Right?
And my program manager, Sally Ouellette.
Yes.
She is my brain opposite. And together, we provide all the diversity necessary to have continued resilience and improvement.
That's amazing.
I know.
That
it's
is amazing.
Fun. I feel so scientific. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nan, I could talk to you all day. You know this.
I could talk on and on. Yes.
But I'm so glad that you shared with us all the cool things that you're doing at Center for Corporate
Thank
Learning.
You.
And, you know, I hope that our audience will be able to reach out. If you want to share your email address, if anybody has questions or phone number, please do that, because I think after this, a lot of people will be interested in learning more about your programming. And, hey, maybe even reach out with, I need this. Can you do this for me, right?
Right. So here we go with details. I know my
That's
personal
right.
email address, and I'm pretty sure I know my Think Clemson address, but I'm afraid I'll get it wrong. So my personal email is E, as in Elizabeth, J-O-H-N-S, 5, at clemson.edu. So that's ejohns5 at clemson.edu.
Good, good. And 2, before we let you go for real, I need to ask you some fun questions,
okay,
if you're okay with that. So I already know the answer, I think, to this one. But are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog.
I know this.
Totally, yes.
All
you
the
knew
way.
That. Yeah.
All the way. All the way. That's the thing. I know some of these, but I want everybody else to hear a little bit more about you. So, best concert you've been to?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a tough one. Probably a Bruce Springsteen concert where he was unplugged.
Okay.
It was at Township Auditorium in Columbia, a very small venue, and he just killed me.
That's amazing. That is really cool. I know you're a world traveler, so what is the best place you've traveled?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm a hiker. That's my happy spot. And I'm with a group of girls whom I knew to the Dolomites, and that's in the Italy-Austria nexus. And that Venice is amazing, and that's where we staged, and then we, you know, took trains and buses and got up into the mountains and then hiked. Absolutely glorious. I was there long enough to get a feel of everything and how wonderful. And it's not a crowded space. Now you go to the Louvre and you're like Grand Central Station.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Yeah. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Best pizza in Greenville.
Huh.
This is a toughie.
You know, I swear, I'm not a pizza girl, first of all.
Man.
I know. Imagine that. My husband, however, is. But when we're in a fix, we like a real thin crust, crispy pizza. He likes the pepperoni. I'd rather have mushrooms, onions, peppers. So a lot of times he'll just whip one out of the freezer and build it.
So you're a DiGiorno.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's probably it. Yes.
What's your favorite restaurant then if you don't do pizza?
Okay. Wow. That's another good one. You know, our hangout is Augusta Grill.
Right.
And it's just our go-to place. Mm-hmm. We just had an amazing meal at the Anchorage and we went in with bad attitudes and we came out going, wow.
They showed you.
Yeah, they showed me. So, yeah.
Orange or purple?
Oh, God, like purple. And I don't want to, you know, both, but purple.
Purple. You're wearing purple today, so am I. Favorite book?
Okay, I'm a big fiction reader, and I'm also a big nonfiction business, and I just read Catch and Kill, which is Ronan Farrow's expose of Harvey Weinstein and the beginning of the Me Too. Yeah. It was well written, very well written. And then currently I'm reading a book called A Tale for the Time Being by Ruth Ozeki, and it's fiction. And it's beautiful and compelling.
Yeah. Well, so good. What about business books? What's one of your favorite business books?
Wow. Okay.
Or leadership book.
Wow. I have so many. You know, I like David Rock. I like The Pinks. Mm-hmm. Really? Harvard Business Review.
Yeah.
That's every month. I mean, I just shamelessly rip them off all the time.
Well, you know what's so funny? Going back to a leadership summit, one of the things that we got was a children's book called Pete the Cat.
Yes.
Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And so, and you and I being dog people and not cat people, I didn't want to like Pete the Cat. But it's such a great story.
Yes, it is.
And so, and this was, I got Pete the Cat and Leadership Summit before I had kids. And now, you know, having kids, it's like, oh my gosh, all these children, like these leadership
you
books.
You can share with your children.
That are, yeah, they're
That's
so.
That's a great point, Jamie. So, I'm going to have to dust that off.
Oh my gosh. And there's so many more now.
Yeah.
You know, they've expanded that whole franchise. But such great lessons for adults, right? That you can step in a muddy puddle, but you just brush off those mud, and you just keep going forward. And, you know, when I think about favorite books now, a lot of them are those types of sweet, kind of children's stories that have those leadership principles in it that sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
You know, as you grow in your career and your life, you get a little jaded. So it's so magical to kind of go back to think, well, oh my gosh, it's just as simple as putting one foot in front of the other sometimes.
Right. So. I mean, I just read Gloria Steinem.
Yeah.
And wow, say what you will, you know, love her or hate her, she was a leader.
Yeah.
I like a lot. I do. Women's leadership intrigues me.
Absolutely.
So that's another topic.
But. Well, Nan, what a pleasure.
Jamie.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well,
and I feel like we're going to have you back at some point.
I would love
it. To talk about new programming going forward. And you can update us on all the cool things that you're doing at Center for Corporate Learning. But we appreciate you for all you do. It's such important work, and I know you're doing a heck of a lot to help our business community and this wonderful Greenville community. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us today from the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub. Hope you all have a magical day, and we'll see you next time.
This episode was produced by the Clemson University MBA program and sponsored by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub.
Thanks for listening to the Clemson MBA in One podcast. Hear more stories at www.clemson.edu/MBA/podcast.